Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NBA insider for ESPN, one of the best in the business, Brian Windhorst, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Brian, first and foremost, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you very much. Rockets, Warriors, game two tonight. Somehow the officiating has become the A1 storyline. How surprised were you yesterday to come across all these reports that the Rockets were leaking the 48-minute report from last year's Game 7, that they were making this information that readily available?
Well, I had never seen anything like that, so I was surprised by that action. I don't know how something that happened 11 months ago is relevant to something that's going to happen tonight, but it's part of the Rockets' strategy. You know, they do referee manipulation. And I know that that sort of sounds sinister, but if you look at the way the Rockets play, they focus on finding market inefficiencies and exploiting them. For example, even though the three-pointer had been around for 30 years, the Rockets were one of the first teams about 10, 12 years ago that said, you know what, that corner three-pointer that's only 22 feet, that's worth an extra point. Let's shoot a lot of those. And the same thing, there's a couple of rules where there's vagueness in the rule book. One of them, for example, is where a three-point shooter can land. There's rules about where the defender can go, but the rules for where a three-point shooter can land are a little vague. It's something that can be taken advantage of, just like that corner three-pointer. And the Rockets are very scientific, and it's about trying to execute certain advantages to try to affect outcomes. I know that sounds a little clinical, but this whole thing is part of a strategy that they've used for years. James Harden has led the league in free throw shooting, free throws, six of the last 7 years. This is something that they do, and part of their strategy is to apply pressure and manipulate the officials. To me, I think it's one giant smokescreen. And I think the fact that it is the A1 topic, as you said, is covering for the fact that James Harden is in a slump yet again in the postseason. He is shooting 32% over the last four games. They are averaging less than 100 points in the last four games. They scored 100 points only in game one. That is not acceptable. They were the number two offensive team in the league during the regular season, 100 points. James Harden is shooting 28% from three on these last four games. Meanwhile, Durant is kicking tail. Last five games, he's averaging 40 points and shooting 55%. All the last two-minute reports in all the world and all your audits and all your calls ain't going to change the fact that if Kevin Durant's shooting 55% and scoring 40, and your star is shooting 30% and struggling, you're not going to have a chance. The whole thing is a smokescreen to get you to look away from that. And I would say, don't fall for the Rockets' trap. It's what they're counting on.
Brian Windhorst here on 95.7 The Game. Harden 9 of 28 in Game 1. Definitely struggling from the floor. How much does the fact that it's a super veteran crew tonight with Scott Foster, Ed Malloy, and Eric Lewis, how much does that play into Houston's narrative of maybe trying to get to the foul line more?
They're obviously working on the next game. That's what all this is about. And, you know, here's the thing that these are inconvenient facts that don't fit the narrative. First off, the Warriors don't like Scott Foster either. he's caused them problems over the years. Ed Malloy, who was also working tonight's game, ejected Kevin Durant from a game in the first round, just like Zach Zarba in game one ejected Kevin Durant from a game late in the regular season. Historically, visiting teams in the playoffs do better with Scott Foster as the official. I think one of the reasons is because Foster is not affected by the crowd, and he'll make any call anytime. Now, some people would say that arrogance. Some people would say that that's being a good official. But historically, if the visiting team gets Scott Foster in the playoffs, they feel like they have an advantage. And like I said, that's what's the thing about this, is the whole thing is a smokescreen. The whole thing is made for you to divert away. The other thing is referee assignments are made for the first four games of every series. The league already knows who's working game four in Houston on Monday. They will not announce it till Monday morning, but that if those officials have their flights booked and their hotels booked and know what they're going to do. So the concept that this was a reaction to what the Rockets have done yesterday is not accurate. But again, that doesn't fit the smokescreen that the Rockets are going to put up in front of you. Don't fall for it.
Brian, how's when all this is going on, you're talking about the smokescreen what the Rockets are putting up in front. What should, this is a two-part question, what should Steve Kerr's message be to his team if the smokescreens are there? One, and then two, you're talking about this kind of defines, the article you talked about, this kind of defines the rivalry. Please explain.
So, guys, I don't think you can beat the Warriors. If the Warriors are healthy, I don't think you can beat them 4 out of 7. I just don't think it's possible. It's the same thing, like, when you guard Kevin Durant, if the ball gets over his head, you're done. You're done. You cannot defend the shot. So the Rockets' entire strategy is to slap at the ball and try to not let him get it over his head, okay? So the only way you can really throw the Warriors off their game and you can really beat them head-to-head, you may get them once or twice, beat them to get them off their game is to get them focused on the officials, to get them to get Kevin Durant inside his own head. I still, the only guy that can stop Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant, and to rack up technicals to threaten suspension. It's the same strategy that the Cavs had in the finals a couple of years ago. And, you know, and frankly, Steve Kerr has not done a good job of this. It's one of the few weaknesses that the Warriors have is that they get emotional with the officiating. If they can keep their heads on them, I don't think you can beat them 4 out of 7. And now we're at the point we'd have to beat them 4 out of 6. I just don't think you can do it. The only way you can do it is to get them, you know, off their game. And that's what this entire strategy is doing. It is an entire manipulation aimed at overcoming the fact that the Rockets can't beat the Warriors head-to-head on the floor.
Brian Windhorst, NBA insider for ESPN with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Great stuff as always, Brian. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Have a good day.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.